Okay, what would you call a male hog that has been altered?
He's been castrated.
Right. Well, what would you call it? Any particular name?
Well, it was a male. The only thing I ever knew, they would say, well, we got to castrize this male hog, male pig. They'd do it when they were pigs.
Mm-hmm.
But I never hear them call them anything other than, you know, castrize them.
Okay. What did you say you call small hogs?
Pigs.
What, do you call them pigs when they're real tiny, like newborn?
Oh, we always did, little baby pigs.
Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a name for them in between?
Shoats.
Shoats and hoes? Mm-hmm. Shoat.
Oh, several months old.
Okay. Any other thing, any other in between?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. What do hogs have on their backs? The hairs. What do you call those?
Hog hair. They have hair, that's right.
You never call it by a particular name?
Mm-mm.
What do you call those things that are in a brush? That, you know, the brush like you come here with?
Curriculum? What are you talking about? Something that you brush your hog with?
Well, no. Like, it's just a regular brush that you brush your hair with. And it doesn't have teeth like a comb. What does a brush have?
I don't know, Linda.
Okay. Let's see. Some hogs have great big teeth. What do you call those?
Tush.
Okay. There's a road around here named after that.
Bow Tush.
Okay.
Oh, that was a hog, wasn't it? The bow.
Yeah.
That was a hog. The bohog. That's right.
And that's the male.
That's the male. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the things that you put the slop in for the hogs to eat?
Troughs.
Okay. Do you have any names for hogs that just grow up wild?
Yeah, we've heard of them being in the woods be wild boars.
Call them wild boars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what did you say you do when you want to make an animal, alter him? What did you do?
Oh, castrize him.
Okay. What do you call a noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
Well, I don't know I don't know what kind of noise it is. But they are very unhappy.
Mm-hmm. What did you ever say? Just listen to that calf. He's being weaned. He's just
bawling.
Okay. What do you call that gentle noise that's made by a cow during feeding time?
She's lowing.
Okay. What about a gentle noise that a horse makes?
Nickering, isn't it?
Okay. If you got some horses, mules, cows, and animals such as that, and they're getting hungry, you would say that you have to go out and feed the
animals.
Okay. If you're gonna go feed the animals, but this time they are hens and turkeys and geese, would you say I have got to go feed the
fowl?
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
setting hen.